Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the seventh week of Easter, May 22nd, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He then said to Simon Peter a second time, 'On the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, the morning is quiet. A charcoal fire burns, fish sizzle, bread is broken. The risen Lord has already fed them again, and now in the stillness after breakfast, he turns to Simon Peter, not with accusation, not with a lecture, but with a question: 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' It is a question that cuts deeper than any rebuke, because love is where everything is decided. Peter had once answered quickly, boldly, even boastfully, 'Even if I fall away, I will not.' But that confidence had cracked under pressure. Around another charcoal fire, in the cold darkness of fear, he had denied even knowing Jesus three times. Now, beside a new fire, in the light of resurrection, Jesus asks again, not to shame Peter, but to restore him, 'Do you love me?' And Peter answers more humbly now, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Again the question, again the answer. A third time, and now Peter is grieved, not because Jesus is cruel, but because love always reveals the truth. And the truth is this: Peter's love is real, but it is no longer proud. It is no longer self-assured. It is dependent. 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' This is the turning point. Not Peter's strength, but Peter's surrender. And Jesus responds not with condemnation, but with mission. 'Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep.' Love leads to responsibility. Love becomes service. Love becomes care for others. There is something deeply contemplative here for us. Jesus does not begin with Peter's failure. He does not say, 'Explain yourself.' He does not demand an apology speech. He goes straight to the heart. 'Do you love me?' Because for Christ, everything hinges on that. Not your past, not your failures, not even your promises, but your love. And perhaps the most important word in the question is more. Do you love me more than these? More than what? More than the fish, the old life, the familiar work, the safety of what you can control? More than the other disciples, the need to compare, to measure yourself, to prove something? More than your own image of yourself? who you thought you were, who you wish you had become. Jesus gently but firmly draws Peter and us into a deeper honesty. Is my love for him greater than all these attachments? In contemplative prayer, we often come to God thinking we must bring answers. But today's gospel shows us something different. Prayer begins with a question that God asks of us. Do you love me? And we may find that our answer is not as strong or as pure as we would like. It may be mixed, hesitant, or wounded. But the grace is this: Jesus already knows. Lord, you know everything. Contemplative spirituality is not about performing love perfectly. It's about allowing ourselves to be seen, known, and loved in truth. It's about letting Christ ask the question again and again until our hearts soften into honesty. And from that place, he entrusts us with his work. Notice this. Jesus does not wait for Peter to become perfect before giving him a mission. He gives him responsibility within his wounded love. Feed my sheep. In other words, love me by loving them. This is how resurrection works. It does not erase our past. It transforms it. The place of failure becomes the place of calling. Peter, who once denied, will now strengthen others. Peter, who once fled, will now lead. Peter, who once feared, will one day lay down his life, all because he dared to say in truth, Lord, you know that I love you. And so the gospel turns towards us. The risen Christ stands on the shore of your life this morning. The fire is burning. The meal is prepared. He is not rushing. He is not accusing. He is asking. Not about your productivity, not about your success, not even about your sins, but about your love. Do you love me? And perhaps the most honest answer we can give is not a confident declaration, but a quiet surrender. Lord, you know. You know my heart. You know my weakness. You know my desire to love you even when I fall short. And that is enough for him to begin again. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you meet us not in our strength, but in our truth. You ask not for perfection, but for love. You see us completely, our wounds, our failures, our longing, and still you call us by name. Give us the grace to answer you honestly, to trust that you already know our hearts, and to love you more than all that holds us back. Teach us to love you not only in words, but in the quiet, faithful care of those you place in our lives. And when we falter, bring us back to the fire of your mercy, where love is rekindled and mission is restored. For you live and reign, risen and present, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing through these words today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.